away we go. We are on the air for this Wednesday, July the 29th, 2020. 14 minutes coming up on 15 minutes past the hour. Now, it's a full house today for the duration of this two-hour program, because it's not only Glenn Coble and myself, as it would be every Wednesday. Terry Tackett's joining us, so it'll be like a male version of The View is what I'm expecting today.
Absolutely.
We're just going to argue like crazy and talk about everything, and then we've got the big performance, which I'll get to momentarily here.
My union won't allow me to do that, by the way.
What union's that?
The singers' union.
Oh, that your membership expired years ago. By the way, though, see, it's the View already. I can't even get through the darn introduction. Can I get through the introduction?
No.
Can I have silence momentarily here? I'm trying to do a plug for you, Glenn.
Oh, well, don't do me any favors.
Coming up today at 12 o'clock, we have a Progressive Life with Glenn Coble from 12 to 1. And then today at 4:10 p.m., we have Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redman. And from 6 to 7, we have the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon. There you go. That's all I wanted to do. Now go ahead, Big Mouths.
I have nothing to say or sing.
You're on it now, Glenn. You're on. Oh, what did you guys do here with the... Oh, my.
I didn't touch a thing.
Oh, gee whiz. Okay, listen, folks.
I always
get
blamed.
We have the mics in the studio set up because they're not numbered. So we have them set up so they go in a line. You know, 2, 3, 4. Now, for some reason, instead of... Because, Terry, you could have just jumped over behind 4. It was already sitting there, and then just pushed 2 over to Glenn.
Yeah, that's a good question.
For some reason, Terry took 2 and carried it over to 4 and then gave 4 to 2. Now it's a mess.
Who's on first?
I don't know who's on any mic at this particular point. Now, hold on. I don't even think your mic's on, Terry.
It's not.
No, now it is.
Well, because I didn't know what mic you were on.
Yeah, that's all right.
We don't need to hear from Terry
anymore.
That's
right.
Anyway, we're off and running. Now, Terry, your mic is on now, so let him know what's going to happen in this hour,
here
in the
go.
Next 43
From
minutes.
10, coming up here, we're going to do this marshmallow.
You're going to have a
duet. Marshmallow World. Me, Scott, and Glenn are going to do the Christmas in July.
Christmas in July.
It's Marshmallow World.
Marshmallow World by Darlene. I looked at it. It was Darlene Love.
Who did
Marshmallow World.
I just listened to Dean Martin sing it. And I've never heard it before in my life.
Well, you're going to hear it in the next hour. That's all you need to know.
That's right.
So now here's the thing. Anybody out there listening who knows how to sing this, because we do, this is help. We need help. It's not going to be good.
Please come in.
No. We don't need that.
Oh, no. Bring them in.
No. We don't need that.
I'll leave.
But here's what I'm saying is that what we need, because Glenn has never heard this song, we need somebody to call in and just give us a little bit of it so he can understand the tempo of how this song goes. So call in before we do it here, 740-383-9944, so Glenn can kind of understand the tempo of this song.
Mm-hmm. Not that Glenn will be paying any attention since he...
you'll be paying attention.
I'm not going to go against my union.
You'll be paying attention. You'll be leading this song, Glenn.
That's right.
So before we get to this, and the phone lines are open, by the way, 740-383-9944. What else is new?
Well, I'm going to have... Were you asking me that?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
When I said Glenn, that's what I...
I was... Well, there might be several Glenns in this room. I know there's a John just outside this room. Anyway, I'm going to have a memorial... that's not even a good term. I'm going to have a show... giving us thoughts about John Lewis. I was very moved by him, and surprisingly enough, my father actually marched in the march where he was beaten to a pulp. My father was way at the back with a bunch of Methodist ministers from Indiana, but they went, and he never did talk much about it. They didn't actually participate in the march to Montgomery. After the bloody episode on the bridge, they came home.
The Edmund Pettus Bridge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which may be changed to John Lewis Bridge.
Oh.
Maybe.
Well, I don't think that'd be good.
He said he didn't want it.
Yeah, I don't think that'd be
That's
good. I agree
said.
With him on that one. Because everybody knows it as the Edmund Pettus Bridge. It's been that way for 60 years now.
Oh, more than that.
And it's very significant for that reason. But let people know who John Lewis is who might not know.
Well, how can you not know?
There are people who don't pay attention.
John Robert Lewis, Congressman John Robert Lewis, was a congressman for I would guess, 4 decades, and African-American gentleman who just passed away about 5-6 days ago, something like that, a stalwart member he was one of the founders of SNCC, and if you're my age, you have mixed emotions about that, because SNCC was looked down, which is Society, no, I can't remember what it stands for. But at the time, it was kind of looked at as a terrorist organization, and yet it was not. And if you read into it, and as a former protester in that era, I knew that it was not a terrorist organization. They were just trying to develop civil rights for African Americans.
Now, in hour number one this morning, we had an interesting conversation, Terry, with a lady who called in. Now, kind of fill Glenn in on what happened at 8 o'clock this morning.
Well, the gist of it was we were just talking about how I think it was related to the mask mandate.
Mm-hmm.
And how we were wondering how, like what rights does that violate by asking you to wear a mask?
About the same rights as you're required if you're told you have to get license for your car or insurance for your car or a it doesn't.
And how,
it doesn't go against any of your rights.
And how,
you dummy?
But it does.
Well, of course it does. We have lots of things that go against our rights.
Right, but we have to understand why it's making people so upset to solve the problem.
That's what we were trying to get to. What's making them so angry about this?
It's become a Democratic Republican thing. It's
is it?
Yes, it is. I'm absolutely convinced that if you're on the liberal side of the aisle, you will be wearing masks, and if you're not, you will pretend like you think it's a violation of your rights.
Now, Terry, do you feel that way as the old yellow dog?
I don't know,
yellow dog?
I never thought of it that way, but I mean, I guess it makes sense. I've never treated
He's
it
a
that
yellow
way.
Dog?
Terry, tell the story. Because the man who dubbed you the yellow dog was called in this morning. Yes, go ahead. He may still be listening.
Yeah,
who knows?
We were having a discussion. I don't know.
This is one of those classic moments. This is one of those classic moments in WWGH history.
Yeah, we were having a discussion political wise a couple years ago, and I want to say it was about Hillary Clinton. Is that right? Or?
I know it was during the election.
It was, and then he that's when he dubbed me the yellow dog Democrat because I seemed to have different viewpoints than.
Than other Democrats?
Than him and...
Oh, yeah. Well, that happens a lot. You get called names when you have different viewpoints.
Well, no, wait a second. Now tell people, though, what a yellow dog Democrat is.
Yeah, I have no idea.
It's something about, like, you go straight down the part. Wasn't it something about voting straight down the party line or something to that effect? Or,
oh.
Like, your opinion never sways. You always kind of...
I thought it was you'd vote for a yellow dog before you vote for a...
Is that what it... Yeah.
Yeah, if
a Republican.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, that's what I mean. Yeah. Okay. What? Yeah.
Well, there. That's
kind of interesting. You didn't like that. All these years, 4 years later, you still are a little angered about this.
I mean,
much like the Indians choking in the World Series of 2016.
And the Cubs
angry.
Winning.
And the Cubs winning, yes. Now, Glenn, did the Indians choke or not?
I think it was... See, I'm a huge fan of the Cubs.
Sure.
And nearly huge fan
nearly.
Of the Indians.
Right.
Not quite as much.
But we're not talking about fandom.
No. I'm going to move on from there. I just want people to know that I really love the Indians. But the problem was...
Well, you're a fence writer.
I certainly am. And that's why I'm a Democrat. But the...
yellow dog?
Yeah, I'm a yellow... No, I'm not a yellow dog yet. But anyway, the problem that we had was that the rain came. And that really threw the Indians off their game, I believe.
They choked.
Yeah. Well,
yeah,
they kind of
right.
did.
Sure.
They went in and sat around the dugout or the, I don't know where you sit when the rain comes.
Dugout.
In the dugout or in their locker room.
Clubhouse.
And they got relaxed. And that tightens your muscles up pretty good. I remember as a former athlete that you didn't want to sit down. You wanted to keep moving. And I think that really hurt him. Whereas the Cubs went in their locker room and...
threw the ball around.
Sean Dunston. No. Right fielder. Come on, Glenn. You're looking terrible as a Cub fan. Anyway, they went in and they got kind of a pep talk, and they kept moving and stuff, and I think that really helped.
Now, who was supposed to give the Indians their pep talk?
I have no idea.
Did he like have to go outside and
must have? But I check
his car for gasoline or something.
I think both of the coaches were the best coaches of the time.
Well, that's why they were the two number one teams.
I think that some of the best coaches don't make it there, but
But the question is on the table, Glenn. Did the Indians choke?
Let's
lay it out here.
I was in athletics for 18 years. I hate to say anybody chokes. Now, DePaul, when I was with DePaul, choked in the tournament when they lost that game by 1 point out of a mistake. But now,
people losing a game. Yeah. Listen, every year somebody loses the World Series. It doesn't mean they choked. Here's why I say the Indians choked. Here's what happened. They were 3-1 in the series.
Weren't you?
I was there, part of this World Series. 3-1, they were up.
Yeah.
Okay. They lost two games to evened it up.
Yeah.
Then we get to game in Cleveland.
Yeah.
The game is in Cleveland.
Yep.
They go in, they lead most of the game. They get to the end of the game, they lose the lead, and then they get it back. They get the game. And now we're in extra innings in Cleveland on their home turf. Haven't won a World Series since Who Flung the Chung. Terry loves that saying.
Oh,
it's like Yellow Dog.
Is that a racist term?
Oh, Jesus, Glenn, no.
Okay.
Why is that racist?
Well, I don't know. It sounded Oriental.
Okay.
Never mind.
Oh, it's a Southern thing.
Okay.
Okay. Oriental. So anyway.
If you're tobacco when you...
I guess. So then there's a rain delay.
Yeah.
Mother Nature opens up the clouds.
Well, God wanted the Cubs to win.
It's the Indians, they had a chance to think.
Yes.
And they said, oh my gosh, you know, we were up 3-1. We shouldn't even be here. We led most of this game. How'd we give that up? Now we're in extra innings. We can't go back. And that's what happened. And the Cubs said, man, we were down 3, and we came back, and we were losing most of this game, and now we tied this sucker up, and we're coming, you know, and it choked them.
You're kind of saying that with a tongue-in-cheek, but in
fact, I'm not.
I've been in enough halftime locker rooms to know that probably did happen.
My tongue is not in my cheek, Glenn. I don't know why.
I never understand that expression anyway.
Was I doing that when I was saying it?
No.
I couldn't call her a tongue in my cheek.
Be like Butch Reed says, you're talking about both sides of your neck.
Oh, there you go.
Yikes.
All I'm saying is they choke.
Yeah.
You think they choke?
I think
sure.
I probably agree with
now,
that.
Now, Terry?
Of course, they didn't choke.
Give us your Jimmy the Greek opinion here.
They didn't choke. I mean, Mother Nature just
wasn't
kind to them, you know.
But the same Mother Nature happened to the Cubs that night.
But, like I told you, the momentum had shifted big time.
Do you really believe in momentum?
Yes.
I don't.
What's momentum?
Momentum means the pace of the game, the things that's happening. I mean, They clearly had it on their side.
Who did?
The Indians.
The game was tied.
No, I think they were up by one.
By one at one point.
Right, not in the extra innings.
Not during the rain delay. The extra innings. Yeah.
But before the extra innings, they got that big boost. They got that big home run
right at the end there. Yeah.
Right, to tie it back up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that even though they were,
but
tied,
why didn't
I
they
think,
just go ahead and win
I
it?
I think
then?
that momentum would have carried them.
Why didn't they just go ahead and win it right there in that ninth inning?
Well, because it started raining, I think, right at that
point. No. We went into the 10th inning, and we started to play, and I believe the Indians were up second, weren't they?
Were they up 4-3?
No, because it was at the Indian. It was in Cleveland, so they would have batted second.
Yes,
yeah,
they would have. Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
I don't know.
I don't know if either one of you have been in athletics. I've been a player, a coach, and an administrator, and I'm saying that because it does give me a little expertise on it, and I truly believe, I believe what you're saying.
Sure.
I truly believe that people, I don't like to use the term choke, but I do believe that people think too much if they have a delay.
They overthink it.
Yeah.
And the Cubs said, wow, look what we've come up back from here.
Well, they were fired up, yeah.
They were fired up.
I guess that's what you're calling momentum. Yeah,
but the Indians just choked.
No.
You're loving telling Terry that's the end of this joke, aren't you?
Well, he doesn't believe it. That's the problem. Yeah.
He would have agreed with you, and you'd still say
it. No, 4 years we've been doing this.
Yeah, right.
And you've been wrong for 4 years. Yeah. Think about that.
And I'll still be wrong until...
No, you at least do know you're wrong. That's all you need to know.
I mean, you know, your interpretation of it is different, and
this
that's
is not,
fine.
No, we don't need an interpreter in here. We know that they choke. That's all okay, there is to it.
Well, if it'll make you feel any better, the Cubs had choked for 108 years prior to that.
But not that night.
Not that night.
Not that night. We're going to break here on the Air. We've got a half hour left in Marshmallow World coming up. Stay tuned. Don't you dare go anywhere.
From NBC News, this is Today with Matt Lauer and Meredith Vieira.
Wow, that was a special morning doing the opening for the Today Show in 2011.
Yes, but you know what? There was a downside.
What was that?
Having to share a dressing room with Willard Scott. Smucker jars everywhere.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
We're back here on the air on this Wednesday, July the 29th, 2020.
Losing track of time.
Well, 31 minutes past the hour, and Scott Spears, Terry Tackett, Glenn Coble here. And in the final 15-minute segment of this hour, we're going to sing Marshmallow World, which should be a real tour de force. Because
you're using the term we very loosely.
You're going to do it, Glenn. That's the way it is. It's been advertised. Once you're up on the marquee,
That's right.
And you're going to lead it. Because we can't sing.
I can't either.
You know, you're going to lead this thing. So, but what we're hoping is in the next 15 minutes that somebody calls in and just gives us a little rendition of this a cappella so we know...
One line.
So we know the tempo of how we're supposed to do this. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944.
If they don't call in, I'm singing it to the tune of London Bridge.
Are you?
Because I don't know the tune.
We know it's going to stink. We know it's going to stink.
Guaranteed.
We just clear. I guarantee it's not going to be good.
We're not doing the whole thing. I see there.
Well, we are doing the whole thing.
Five verses.
Oh, there's more
verses?
Than that. It's two pages there, Glenn.
I might do the first line.
No, we're doing the whole song. It's Christmas in July, Glenn.
Yikes! I don't like
here at WWGH Radio. It's Christmas in July. Yep. That's what's going
to
happen.
You're just trying to kill time, aren't you?
Well, you got to do what you got to do here.
I may have to kill you.
Well, don't choke. Don't choke.
That could be an assault right there.
I better listen, Sheriff Bailey, come down here right now. Slap the cups
right.
on, Glenn. Wait till after we sing this song,
that's
and then slap
right.
the cups
Sheriff
on him.
Sheriff Bailey's too nice a guy. He'd never arrest
Well, he would do it for me. I've talked to Sheriff Bailey. He said if I ever want somebody cuffed and stuff, he would do it. Just the way it goes. Terry, are you excited for this Marshmallow
World? I'm ready, man. Let's go. I want to get this this train wreck off the...
Well, at least he's got hope. He sounds like the guy who was giving the pep talk in the Indians' locker room back in 2006.
Where were you?
Yeah. Let's get this train wreck back out there
That's
on the
right.
field. But so what are we going to talk about in this 15-minute segment? What is on somebody's mind where we don't have to talk about coronavirus?
Right.
We don't have
no
to talk
pandemic.
About riots.
Yeah, yeah.
We can talk about... Oh, Glenn just about yanked his head off. He leaned back with a earbuds in. Now, what in the world was that?
Well, I'm not quite sure what that was, but it did
almost
yank me off my chair here. I'm going to look up things to talk about while you guys...
Well,
you
no,
guys,
we're talking.
You guys vamp while I do this, all right?
Terry, what's on your mind?
I don't know. I'm just happy that the sports are even
here
somewhat
we go.
Back.
Here we go. This could be something big here. Coming down the track. Go ahead, caller.
Okay. Hey, no choking. Not in this day and age. So... No, I kind of agree with Glenn. I think I don't know. I think it's harder for a team to choke than an individual.
Oh yes, absolutely.
But I kind of think that you're right. It's not so much choking as overthinking. And mm-hmm. I guess the best. I'm a flogger, which is golf spelled backwards. But
that's good.
but I think a good example is somebody that sets or stands over a putt too long. They overthink it,
yep.
You know, and a lot of times that's instead of just executing, they overthink it, and then when they miss it, the announcers say, "Well, they choked."
Yeah.
So.
Well, doesn't overthinking cause the choke? I mean, isn't that? I mean,
I think it's one of the same thing.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, that's why I was so happy when I had to. When I retired, that I didn't have to play golf anymore. You know, when you're in PR, you have to go out and play golf just because you go to all those golf outings. And
yep.
I'm a pretty good putter. I can hit the ball a long way. Anything between the tee and the cup are a struggle for me. And I was happy I got out of it.
Yeah. It took me a while from turning from a young man to an older man to figure out that it's better to hit it not as long if you can keep it in the fairway.
Yeah.
When you're young, you try to hit it as far as you can.
Yeah.
And you end up in the rough or the woods, or it doesn't pay off. So it's better to keep it in the fairway.
My father-in-law invited we went down to Florida to their summer home or their winter home, and he invited me to go play golf with him. And I asked my wife, who was his daughter, is he a good golfer? She said, well, he's consistent. So that means no. And we went out, and I thought, well, I'm going to kill him. I hit a 280-yard drive most of the time back then. And he only hit 150 yards. He beat me by about 20 strokes, I think, because all of his were straight down the field.
I've got a good friend. I haven't talked to him for a while because he spends his winters in Florida, and I just run into him once in a while. But he just has one arm.
Oh.
And he plays golf, plays pool, bowls. You don't want to bet against him.
But, now, does he have a thing that helps him hold it, or is it just
he just does it with one hand? He just plays when he plays pool. He plays with a bridge, and
oh my.
And you know he'll kill you bowling. but in golf, he just swings with his one arm, and he doesn't hit it as far as other people, but he's very accurate.
Yeah,
and 150 yards in, he's dead on the pin.
Yeah,
so,
wow.
You know, he's like you said, you'll outdrive him, but he'll catch you. So
I've ever been in a near fight, twice in high school, where I threw somebody down the stairwell. And the other times we're on the golf course. You know, you're supposed to be having fun, and some guy comes up and insults me. Oh, I don't know why people get. Well, he was drunk, very drunk.
What did he say to you?
I don't really. He wondered. He said, "I understand you played. I understand you were in the United States Army Field Band. You should have represented America and gone to Vietnam." Well, that's not where I was sent. So
nothing to do with your golf.
It's not your choice. There's a lot of guys that were sent that wasn't thrilled about it. So
I would have preferred to stay home.
Yeah. But what else was I going to talk about?
I'm sorry.
You guys, the marshmallow song. If you guys end up being good, I'm going to be disappointed.
Oh, because there is no doubt we won't be.
You're not going to be disappointed at all. No. You got nothing to worry about.
All right, I'll be listening.
Thank you. Bye bye. Yeah,
they're out there in anticipation of this.
No, you got nothing to worry about there.
Now do that. What did that guy say to you again out on the golf course?
He was kind of drunk, and he said,
"He's like Foster Brooks."
I did not. No, go ahead. Give me a little bit of it.
No, it made me really angry.
No, do that voice again. You did.
Drunk?
No. The voice you did the first time.
I don't remember the voice.
It sounded like you were out there playing golf with Droopy Dog.
Well, I could have been.
Droopy.
I was a little droopy that day.
My word. All right. Well, tell Terry. Terry, tell them what's coming up next 15 minutes here.
The next 15 minutes, you're going to hear the marshmallow song a cappella.
Not the marshmallow song. I think there's a marshmallow song.
Uh-huh.
This is Marshmallow World.
Oh, Marshmallow World song. Excuse me. I'm sorry.
There is a
I stand corrected.
Song.
I'm sorry.
Don't choke.
I stand corrected. Right. I stand corrected there.
Our listeners are going
Marshmallow
to be so
world.
Happy.
And you're not going to hear it. You're going to hear us
sing
it.
Yeah.
A cappella.
Right,
I'm playing
what
it on my phone. Dean Martin's going to be the...
No, you're not.
He's my standard.
No, you're not.
No.
740-383-9944.
If we have to suffer through this,
oh, sure.
You're going to
And there
suffer
are how many stanzas here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Eight stanzas.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
I'm going to stanza up and get out of here.
No, no, it's great. Give us a call, 740-383-9944. Now, this is your last chance to give us a little bit, because Glenn has no idea. For somehow, he's avoided this Christmas tune all his life.
It's not even a Christmas tune, is it?
Well, I think it is.
Okay.
Sure. Isn't it?
It's normally sang at Christmas.
Yeah. We're doing Christmas in July here today. 740-383-9944. Glenn needs a little help.
It does have evergreen trees mentioned.
Well, that doesn't mean Christmas. There's evergreen trees out in front of this building.
Well, then you're standing in the way I feel. It's not a Christmas
song.
Well,
no, but it's snow, you know, whatever.
Snow? There's snow all times during the
No.
Except for
no.
around here.
Not anymore.
You don't have very good weather around here. When I lived outside...
You live here?
Yeah,
I don't have very good weather.
Well, we moved here a long time ago.
I didn't order it.
We lived 10 miles from Lake Michigan, and we'd get snow, and we'd get 10 inches at a time. 20 inches.
Do you feel that Glenn is getting a little tense and personal here?
Yeah, right.
I'm going to have to have a drink before this.
It seems like his conversations are all turning more personal.
I didn't order the weather,
Glenn. Right.
Don't wind yourself.
You guys have bad weather here.
You guys.
Yeah. You got a phone call.
Blame this on me. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yes.
If you guys get into the juice, you might be able to sing.
Oh, get into the sauce?
Yeah, into the sauce. You might be able to sing.
Bring us some sauce.
Listen,
Bob.
Yeah. Listen, Bob. Bob, you know we only get into the sauce on Christmas Eve.
Yeah,
that's
true.
Yeah. Get your little moonshine and some...
Moonshine Dang Dong. Thank you, Bob. Bye bye.
I hope my wife isn't listening. I do not drink at the
station. Never been to the Christmas Eve thing.
I've tasted the eggnog moonshine. Yeah.
No, I don't think you have.
Yes, I have.
When have you?
Here.
Boy, you're obstinate today.
Yes.
No, when?
I'm going to get more obstinate.
No, when?
I don't remember. I didn't put it on dates.
He wasn't here last year. No, because it was you and me and Charlie and Sean and Terry Klein. Sure.
But somebody brought it in here.
No.
And I
I'm telling you, it didn't
moonshine.
Happen. Didn't happen.
It was in that room.
It was in that room. No, it was in here.
Well, he brought it in
here. He brought it in here. Terry,
he prepared it in
Terry
here.
Klein was standing right here. Charlie was where I am.
And I was here, too.
Glenn, you dreamed it.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're not on that tape at all.
No. I'm a good boy. I was here, Mom. I honestly
You were
was.
Here for the Christmas party.
Well,
but we don't do that at the Christmas party.
I had eggnog and moonshine right here in this room.
I don't know what you were drinking.
Right.
Did you come in like on the weekend? I don't know what that's all about.
Bring your flask and
740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. That magical moment is approaching where we're going to try to sing Marshmallow World.
I think we need to talk a lot longer.
Time is what it is, Glenn. You can't.
That's
time
right.
waits for no man,
that's
as
right.
they say.
That's right.
Oh, boy, this is going to be something.
Time sets still for nobody.
Now, we're going to be waiting for your reviews, too, when this is over, because we want to be reviewed. You're leading this thing, Glenn.
I can't lead it.
You're leading
it. I don't even know the tune.
Well, you're really going to screw it up then, Glenn.
That's right.
You're going to screw up Christmas
because
with a whole bunch of us.
We were hoping that you could lead us in this tune.
Trying to see if the words go with London at London Bridge. It is. No, they don't fit. And from what I understand, it's kind of a lilting rhythm when I was listening to
what?
Dean Martin.
See, I blocked you out there for like 30 seconds. I don't even know
right.
I came back on lilting something, and I thought, what is he talking about? Is he back to his obstinate personality? Go ahead.
No,
what are we going to do the second hour? Now we've blown it the first hour.
It's a lilting song. so we have to be lilting. So I'm going to go.
What does that mean?
I'm go out.
What does lilting
I'm
mean?
I'm going to go put my tutu on, and you'll understand what lilting.
Tell us what lilting means.
Yeah.
Quick, Glenn, we got a break coming.
It's
is that
light.
Like a polka? This is radio.
Light
you can't
and
just
airy.
Take your time.
Light and airy song.
Light.
Why didn't you just say light and airy?
He had to say lilting.
Well, because I didn't realize I was speaking to people that don't know how words are.
I'm telling you, 90% of the people listening to this show have no idea what you just said. Lilting.
Yeah.
Yes,
they're Googling it. They're Googling it right now, you know.
Don't let Scott belittle you.
You know, there was
a very bright audience.
The tornado came earlier this summer, and that building was lilting down the road. That's what people thought.
You're right.
Jeez, Glenn.
Was there a tornado here?
Well, I don't really know.
Well,
same time you came in and got that moonshine and eggnog.
Well, you know, since you ordered the weather, you might have ordered that
tornado.
Probably
did. Oh, yeah. Man, here comes the break, folks. In the next 15 minutes, it's going to be Marshmallow World.
All right.
Led by Glenn Coble.
Okay.
Who was once the lead singer for the...
I was not the lead singer.
Overland Park.
I don't have time for that, Glenn. I got a break coming.
Overland
We're going
singers.
To break.
Scott, you know we hear so much about Bernie Sanders being a socialist. But actually, one of the first big socialists to run for president came from right here in Marion, Ohio.
Oh, yes, Norman Thomas.
Yes, and did you know Norman Thomas also sold ice cream?
No, I didn't know that.
Yes, he was the first ice cream socialist.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T. Acronym. Stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
We're back here. Well, listen, we were rehearsing during that break there, folks, and Glenn was lilting.
whatever that means.
Give me enough time.
All right, but we got it.
Yeah.
Sure.
We think we got the first stanza.
Terry and Scott have it.
No, Glenn's going to be leading this.
I think I have to go to the bathroom.
Is Mel Torme down there? I don't know. You got to go down there and get singing lessons from the Velvet Fog?
Yeah.
Now, Terry, give him a little synopsis about why we're about to do this, how this all came to fruition. Tell him the whole story. This is now a July tradition.
Right. It's Christmas in July, and it's especially we decided to do this with everything going on with the pandemic and everything. We decided to bring a little cheer to, you know, to cheer people up and that's what,
booze would work
and
better.
And that's what prompted us to do this. So,
what are we going to do?
We're going to do this. It's a Marshmallow World, not the Marshmallow Song.
Now, why did we choose a Marshmallow World?
Because it's not really you can really sing it like all year round. I mean, it doesn't really have.
And we've never done this one.
And we've never
performed this at a Christmas
party or,
we've never had this in our rotation. I've never heard of it. No, it's very popular, Glenn.
Yeah.
So that's one of the reasons.
Uh-huh. I don't know.
What was her name? Dolores McCutcheon? Or
Dolores McCutcheon.
I thought she was a singer.
Darlene Love.
Oh, Darlene Love.
Dolores McCutcheon.
I didn't know what
it was. Dolores McCutcheon, when she sang it, was a little tape.
Yeah. Wouldn't Doris she have the little rascal?
There is no Dolores McCutcheon.
Oh, no.
Okay.
All right. So what are you doing, Glenn? Get off your phone.
I'm picking up. I'm going to have Dean Martin sing it.
No, we're not having. Listen, we're not
no
having.
No professional,
Dean,
you know.
This is going to be.
I'm a professional.
Now, is everybody out there ready? Because we're going to do it within 5 minutes here.
Here we go.
740-383-9944.
So if anybody can get us started that knows.
Listen, we know it's warm. But listen,
yes,
pull
I'm
your.
Pull,
that's
for other reasons.
Lilting.
Pull your blinds.
Yeah.
You know, go smell your Christmas tree. It's probably in your attic somewhere or something like that. Put on a Christmas hat. We'll wait for you. Go get your Christmas hat. You know, get ready. Christmas in July. We want to put you in the good feeling in the pandemic. We want to cheer you up. That's why we're doing this.
You're making me very angry.
No. Hang some mistletoe real quick.
He's going to throw you down the steps, Terry.
Yeah.
He's going to, and then, you know, why are you so obstinate today?
Yeah, boy, he is.
Because I hate to sing in public.
You know, you're never this way with James Anderson or Fred Malone.
That's,
you know, you're all nice, nice with those guys.
Those are nice people.
Well, what am I?
Chop liver.
No. I'm the king of nice. Yesterday, I answered some lady's question in the store.
Now Fred just called and said he's not going to be out of
age. No, Fred's not listening to this. Yes. We still got 2 minutes left. I'm excited.
Yeah.
I've never sang this song, Marshmallow World.
You know who I think would be a perfect fourth person to join us?
Who's that?
I just thought about George.
George. Where's George Kasotas?
He's good at, you know.
Now, I want to let people know, first of all, what are you doing, Glenn? I'm doing a show here.
So am I over here.
Do you not know I'm doing a show?
That's right.
Oh, man. Oh. Okay. Now,
I'm ready.
Terry, if he starts to play anything, punch him.
Cut it off.
Just punch him. Knock him out. That's all you got to do.
That's right.
Knock him out.
That's right.
Okay, this is it. We're bringing. Listen, here's the deal, folks. We're going to stink. But here's why we're doing this. We're cheering you up in the middle of a pandemic. What's to turn that off, Glenn?
turn that off.
Oh, my. Yeah.
I got to put it in my ear. I can't remember.
Why didn't you do this during the break?
Yeah. You choose now to do it.
Gee whiz. You heard it. Now put that down. Man alive. All right. We're doing this for you, America.
No, we're not.
Yes, we are. And, Glenn, you're going to lead it. Now,
no,
there's eight stands. You know,
the talker should be the leader, and I am not the talker on this one.
The talker should be the leader? Why am I the talker?
It's the rule. It's written down.
Okay, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Are you ready? Now, we want some reviews when we're done with
right.
this.
That's right, please.
Now,
please reviews.
Remember, there's snow coming down.
No.
If there's no, close your eyes, at home folks. This is radio. Close your eyes, and snow is lightly falling. And everybody's got their red hat on, and Frosty's out in the yard, and people are coming by in sleighs, and your beautiful tree is up, and you hear that crackling fire over in the corner,
and
it's warm, and you have this big mouth in your house who won't shut up when you get through your introduction here. Now, that's where you are right now, because radio is theater of the mind. That's what I've always said. It's theater of the mind, so it's Christmas in July.
How many All right. radio plays have you ever done?
74.
We need to put more radio plays.
It was your job last year, and you screwed it up.
I did screw it up. And I keep getting.
You're working on it now. You might get it done by December if you start to now.
Oh no, I'll never get it done because I keep getting.
Why are you eating into the song time? I was doing an intro there, and you've ruined it.
I keep getting messages from the company that said that they would give us the music that we could, or the lyrics that we could do, and unfortunately. We have to pay for them, so that's no good.
Oh. And pick a different
expensive.
One.
Well, there wasn't one under $200. So, anyway.
Well, here we go.
That's all why right. I didn't
okay,
follow up.
Okay, 52 minutes past the hour. Okay. I did a big intro.
I know.
He stepped all over
Got us
it.
All ready and
Gee
prepared.
Gee whiz, Glenn.
I did my job.
No, you're leading, Glenn.
I'm not leading.
Glenn, who was once the lead singer of the Inkbots.
The Overland Park.
Now, this song was originally performed and done, I still believe is, by Darlene Love. It's not your traditional Christmas standard, but it is Christmas.
And Dean Martin. I like Dean Martin's version of it.
Dean Martin did not originally do this song.
Here, you want me to play it?
This song.
I'll play
Put
it for you.
Put the phone down.
Wasn't it Dolores McCutcheon?
Oh, Lord. One day I'll get real professionals in here. All right.
You have to pay real
Are you ready? Oh, man. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Go
ahead, Glenn.
No,
start it.
This is the way that I'm going to.
You're eating time, Glenn.
That's what
I'll
I'm
stop
intending.
This song right in the middle,
right.
And I'll say you're not singing. We'll be able to hear you. I got the earbuds.
I
in.
Don't even know how to.
Okay,
start.
Here we go. On the count of three.
All right.
Is everybody ready? Marshmallow World. Here we go. One, two. Three.
It's a marshmallow world in the winter when the snow comes to cover the ground. It's time for play. It's a whipped cream day.
I'll wait for
the whole year round.
Okay.
No.
The clouds being friendly in the arms of the evergreen trees. and the sun is red like a pumpkin head. It's sharing your bright cube won't freeze. Oh, the world is your snowball. See how it grows. That's how it goes whenever it snows. The world is your snowball just for a song. Get out and roll it along. Oh, it's a yum, yum world made for sweethearts. Take a walk with your favorite girl. It's a sugar date. If the spring is late, it's winter and it's a marshmallow world. It's a marshmallow world in the winter when the snow comes to cover the ground. It's a time for play. It's a whipped cream day. I wait for it the whole year round. Those marshmallows are being friendly in the arms of the evergreen trees. And the sun is red like a pumpkin head. It's shining so your nose won't freeze. Oh, the world is your snowball. See how it grows. That's how it goes whenever it snows. The world is your snowball just for a song. Get out and roll it along.
Okay, the big one.
It's a yum, yummy world made for sweethearts. Take a walk with your favorite girl. It's a sugar date. What, the spring is late. In the winter, it's a marshmallow world.
Oh, God.
That's exactly what he's saying.
Oh, right? Man.
Now we will close this station down after 6.5 years. That was how we're going to sign off.
Thank goodness.
Man,
we're
was
done.
That as bad as I thought it was?
Oh, it was
that
worse.
Was bad.
Actually, I was very good, but you guys were
horrible.
You
know, that song is very good. You know, when you think about it, it's a very good song.
We needed to practice.
Oh,
last,
here we go.
Oh, God,
the
first
line.
Review's in.
First review is coming in here.
Here it goes.
Go ahead, caller.
Hey, guys, I'm Simon Cowell.
Go ahead.
I got a contract for you guys.
But it's not for singing, though.
No.
Right?
Yeah. No.
Burn it up.
Yeah. I think you guys did fabulous.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there we go. Oh. Did it sound like the song you remember?
Oh, yeah, I'm telling you. I'll tell you what. You guys are heading for American Idol. Every one of you is a rock star.
Oh, well, thank you.
I'll need to drag them with me.
I'll tell you what, I wouldn't be surprised if we don't wake up Sunday morning and Ryan Seacrest and got you guys on the top 40.
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised if none of us wake up on Monday morning.
That's right, yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, God.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right, now we want another review. Come on with the reviews.
Shut up, Glenn. He's too
this
nice.
Isn't the view. 7-4. Oh, God, I've never had to tell somebody to shut up on the air. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What'd you think of it? We did it.
Yeah.
Oh, man, we did. We do it.
Can you say we belted it or no? What would be?
I got one on the internet. Good job, guys.
Oh, oh
yes. You're kidding
what
me.
A kiss up.
Yeah.
And then somebody else said, "Oh, this is terrible."
Oh, yes.
There we
there
go.
You go.
I don't know. I thought it was fair from people who had never rehearsed that thing.
I thought it sucked.
Well, that's why you're not the leader.
We
the Houston Trio anymore.
That's right.
We needed to practice that last line.
Well, we're going to sing it before we go to
oh,
break.
Oh, no, we're
no, the
not.
Last, we're going to do the last line.
I don't know what it sounds like.
Well, you didn't do it well the first time. What makes you think you're
right? Yeah.
Go ahead, caller.
Yes, sir. Yeah. I think you guys, if you hadn't had the laughter in there, I think you've done a great job.
Yes,
thank you.
You know, I couldn't stop these people, you know.
Well, Glenn's the problem. I mean, he can't get it.
We've already determined that.
Cut him off. Cut him off.
We've already determined that.
He's got a big problem. He can't get serious, and he interrupts too much.
That's right. You got it. Well, hey, thank you.
Thank
all
you.
Right.
My biggest problem is right below my nose.
You see that? We cheered them all up.
That's right.
We cheered up. That's three of the four people who have commented so far said it was good.
Yeah.
Man, I'm feeling confident now.
Yeah.
We might sing another song.
That's right.
Oh, my.
Let's sing a Christmas song.
Oh, Chestnut. Yeah.
No.
We need some more reviews here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I never thought we'd be able to pull this off.
No.
We didn't.
And you know
we did.
It's a great song choice.
You know what? We're going to do the last three. before we go to break.
Okay. The last three what?
The lyrics.
Stanzas?
Four. The last four, because that's how the song goes.
Okay, I'm going to listen to...
No, the first... We'll do the first... The first four and the last four are the same, aren't they?
Yeah, right.
Okay. We're doing the first four, Glenn. Don't turn that thing on.
I want to hear
Don't
what that last
song... Don't screw us up again.
Last...
Here, as we go to break... Oh, man alive. All right, here we go. Are you ready? Right. We're coming back with your reviews on this.
Yes.
Get ready.
Here we go.
Here we go. No laughter, Glenn. We're trying to do this. Hold on. I'll get the review, and then we're going to do it.
Thank goodness.
Shut up. Go ahead, caller.
I may never eat another marshmallow.
That's what we were wondering.
Thank you, caller.
Beautiful.
Oh, no. All right, quick, let's go. We're running out of time. All we're going to be back for another hour or two, by the way, so save your review. Here it is. Let's try to get it. Don't laugh, Glenn. Here we go.
It's a marshmallow world in the winter when the snow comes to cover the ground. It's a time for play. It's a whipped cream day. I wait for it the whole year round. Those are marshmallow clouds being friendly in the arms of the evergreen trees. And the sun is red like a pumpkin head. It shines so your nose won't freeze. Oh, the world is your snowball. See how it grows. That's how it goes whenever it snows. The world is your snowball just for a song. Get out and roll it along. Oh, it's a yum, yummy world made of sweethearts. Take a walk with your favorite girl. It's a sugar date if the spring is late. In winter, it's a marshmallow world.
Merry Christmas, and we'll be back for a whole nother hour. Don't you dare go anywhere.
You're listening to WWGH Radio LPFM, Marion, Ohio, the place for the best guests and talk. From Joey Diori at WGN's Bozo the Clown.
Before we wrap up, I'll ask, and you can or can't, can you do something in the Bozo voice for those people?
You know, the funny thing, as I mentioned before, my voice and Bozo's pretty much ended up sounding the same. I'll tell you one quick story. My wife and I were having dinner.